Chapter 4. The Shower. But in the summer of 1974, everything began to change. One evening, Karen and Susan were leaving the laboratory. First, Karen checked her hands in front of the scanner. And then, a minute later, Susan checked her hands. Suddenly, there was a terrible noise. It was like a high scream. Everybody could hear it all over the factory. Susan didn't move. She just looked at her hands. Then the door of the laboratory flew open. Two men in white coats ran in and took Susan by the arms. Before Karen could do anything, they pulled Susan through the door. The terrible noise of the alarm was still going. Karen shouted, "Where are you taking her?" Nobody could hear. Nobody answered. Suddenly, the noise stopped. Karen turned to the other workers. "Where will she be?"
"In the shower room."
Karen ran out of the laboratory and along the corridor to the shower room. Inside the room, Susan was screaming. Karen pushed open the door. Susan had no clothes on, and the two men were showering her from head to foot, in her eyes, inside her ears, everywhere. The water hit her body like stones.
"Stop that!" shouted Karen. "You're hurting her!"
"Not as much as radioactive dust can hurt her. One very small piece could kill her," shouted back one of the men.
10 minutes later, they stopped the shower. Susan's face was as white as snow, and she was shaking with cold. The men checked her body again with a hand scanner.
"Okay, you're clean now. Put your clothes on. In 5 minutes, we'll come back and take you to the medical center for more tests."
They left. Susan looked at Karen.
"They say I'm clean. Outside, perhaps. But what about inside? How much radioactive dust is in my body? Am I hot?"
Her voice was quiet and tired. Suddenly, she looked old. Slowly, she began to put her clothes on.
"Hot? What do you mean?" asked Karen. "Hot means radioactive."
"I see." Karen looked at her own hands. Were they clean? How carefully did the scanner check them? She worked next to Susan in the laboratory. Perhaps the dust was on her hands, too.
"I'm sure you're fine, Susan. The men said you were okay, and the doctors will know."
"Nobody knows. Uranium is very new. Nobody really knows what it can do to us."
One of the men came back with a woman.
"Come along, dear. Time for your medical tests."
Then they saw Karen near the door.
"What are you doing here? If you've finished work for today, you can go home."
Karen did not listen to them.
"Are you okay, Susan? Do you want me to come with you?"
Susan shook her head.
"No, it's okay. You go home, Karen. I'll phone you later. Don't worry about me. And thank you."
The man and the woman took Susan's arms and walked down the corridor, with Susan between them.
she looked very small and very afraid.